This is a special Salem News Channel presentation, Decision 24. And now, from the SNC News Desk in New York, here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome to the continuing coverage of Decision 24. Kevin McCullough is my name from the News Desk in New York.
And the Decision Desk is ready to make a call. Donald Trump will win the vast majority of the delegates tonight for the Republicans. We should hear from both of the leading candidates. Let's go to Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump now on the stage.
Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time.
All right, the lively crowd at Mar-a-Lago, receptive to the president's victory speech. Big night for Team Trump. The Decision Desk now calling the Democratic primary in all places except American Samoa for Joe Biden. Let's go to the White House, where they have prepared a very special, one-of-a-kind intro for the president's victory speech.
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Slow Joe.
My name is...
My name is...
Anyway.
My name is...
What? What am I doing here? Koala. I think I pronounced it correctly.
And to the White House, here's the victory speech by the president.
In fact, some of the small snack companies, you won't and think you won't even notice what they're doing. When they charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips, only has a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. I'll tell you who did notice, the Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller, paying the same price. I was stunned when I found out that's what actually happened.
Okay, Joe. Personally, I think president should focus on national security. Right now, from Times Square, it's the Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Vox Trudamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, Christian persecution around the globe. Dr. Joel Belkin. Simon Desk Weekend, sketch comedy from John Chris. And a not a parody film. Terry Sheffield predicts some motorhome prophecy. And for the first time ever, David Crowder in the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where to help clean up the migrant crime issue, the governor of New York has hired 1,000 National Guard troops, 2,500 additional pizza rats, and all of the Haley for President campaign staff. Here's the...
Welcome to the weekend. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. David, where'd they put my other one? I like the glossy black one with the white logo,
yeah.
But my favorite is the white one with the black inside and then the black logo.
You don't?
They didn't tell you.
If I find it, I'll get it to you.
It was here. I don't know. We've got plenty of both. Have you registered for your chance to win the very, very attractive That Kevin Show coffee mug?
I might add, they do a fantastic job of keeping other things nice and toasty, like hot chocolate and tea and those types of things as well. If you'll send us your email, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, you can be registered to win one of these lovely mugs for yourself. And in fact, we're going to give one away tonight. We're giving one away every week for the entire year of 2024. So make sure you stick around. I think it's coming up in segment four tonight. Anyway, lots of stuff to get to. And yes, we're finally done with Nikki Haley, but we're not finally done yet with crazy, angry Joe, who evidently cannot for the life of him figure out how to say the word electoral. He kept promising how women were going to have electrical power.
And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power.
Electrical
and
power.
With all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power.
And when you really stop to think about it, he didn't show respect for women on the eve of International Women's Day. He didn't show respect for women at all, opening up with a big passage about Ukraine and then going on a tear that ended up with him calling Lakin Lincoln.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
That is just remarkably sad and disrespectful. But so was much of the speech. I mean, I don't know about you. I get kind of worn out when someone just yells at me for 90 minutes. And that's what I felt like he did to the whole country. And if you saw the still shots, okay, so MSNBC is never going to acknowledge that he had a bad night. Everybody else in the country acknowledges this was the most horrendous State of the Union address ever given. He was taunting the people from the stage. Oh, you don't like that, huh? Hey, what about that, huh? Did you like that, huh? I didn't like it. What's the matter with you? I mean, that was the speech. I just did it again. But since when do presidents, do you remember when Congressman Joe Wilson shouted out to Barack Obama, "You lie"? Remember that? And he had to, say he was sorry. And Barack Obama just kept on moving. Last night, it was like Joe wanted to get down in the gutter and do some fisticuffs with him. It's like he was dying to. And everybody on Friday started talking about how much energy he had. Well, if you give him enough Adderall and caffeine, he's going to have energy. But it didn't sound to me as though he was in command of his speech. It sounded to me like he was trying to read that thing off the prompter, and the speed was set about half a mile an hour too fast. I was just my secretary, you're going to find out. Okay, I don't understand anything that you just said. And then much of the stuff that he did say was just patently untrue. So between the stuff that you did understand that was complete garbage, bouncing off the wall nonsense, and the coupled with him thinking for some reason, and I ask myself this question, why do you do what you do? Why do you start with Ukraine and do a whole opening passage about how that's the most important issue for us as a country? Do you know anybody on your block whose life is touched by the conflict in Ukraine? Now, you might. I was with some businessmen this week that, originally stemmed from Ukraine. They may have family, but that's less than 1% of all of the people in my entire world that I know. And to make that the overarching passage, when you're getting people now on social media that are posting receipts of a Happy Meal with a burger and fries and soda that's costing $25, we're not in Kansas anymore. Families are struggling. They go to the grocery store and they have a hard time buying cereal and milk. And that's all from this guy's policies. That's all from his war on domestic energy. That's all on the inflation. And he wants to make the food companies put more in the boxes and not raise the prices. Does he understand anything about economic, how it works? It sounds to me like he doesn't. It sounds to me like he thinks that the government can just set prices and then that's going to be good for everybody, which it's never good for anybody. Because the reason that you have prices set by the companies that set them is because they need to be able to pay their bills too. It was the weirdest, most bizarre State of the Union I have ever seen in my life. No, we're coming right back. Welcome back to That Kevin Show. Very glad to have you with us, per usual, and very glad to check in here towards the beginning of the year, though it is late into the second month, with Dr. Joel Veldkamp, who was with us at the end of last year, kind of wrapping up the report on persecution globally. He is part of the work of Christian Solidarity International, and we are very honored to have him back. Joel, welcome.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm honored to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about, before we go to the two new stories we have, what's the very latest with what happened in Nagorno-Karabakh? We talked about it so much in 2023, and I know that there are some people that, even from The Chosen, the TV show, that have wanted to do something about this. Are the relief efforts still underway? What's the latest?
Yeah, relief efforts are still underway for the 100,000 Armenian Christians who were forced to flee their homeland.
Displaced.
In September. Yep. So Nagorno-Karabakh has been conquered by the dictatorship of Azerbaijan. Basically, no one lives there now. Every once in a while, the president of Azerbaijan will go there for a photo op, and he'll have himself photographed strolling through streets that are completely empty with gigantic Azerbaijani flags hanging over what used to be the fourth biggest Armenian city in the world.
Wow.
So the entire population is displaced in the Republic of Armenia. Of course, it's extremely difficult to be a displaced person. It's winter time. Many people don't live in good houses or in finished buildings, and it's difficult to find work. It's difficult, just to deal with the aftermath of the war. There were hundreds of young men who were burned terribly when a fuel depot exploded in the last days of the evacuation of the population, and their struggle will continue for years. So CSI is still there. We're still working with our partners to help people who were wounded in the evacuation, to help people who have ongoing medical needs, and also to help people build new lives in exile. But it is quite grim. There doesn't seem to be any international will to help these people go home, to hold Azerbaijan accountable for this act of essentially genocide. It's a dark time.
Well, this has become a theme of the current administration. The whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, as best I can tell, and Washington doesn't really seem to care. And the religious persecution element of that is always the one that gets it the worst, because it seems to be the last in priority in terms of what any government wishes to focus on, and primarily it's usually economically driven as to what they're doing, though even with that I can't understand why we're involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. On a lesser degree, I do understand the Israeli-Hamas thing a little bit more, but it's a world of turmoil and upheaval right now, and I fear that the most important work that CSI has in front of it is still to come in the days ahead. Let's talk about a couple of other stories that may not be well known, but there's a gentleman in Pakistan by the name of Noman. What should we know about his situation?
Noman is a 23-year-old Christian man from Pakistan who's been sentenced to death for blasphemy against Islam. In Pakistan, a variety of perceived offenses against the Prophet Muhammad or the Quran or Islam are punishable by long prison sentences or even death. And this has basically become a weapon of terror against the tiny Christian minority in Pakistan.
So let's talk about the story. How did he get entrapped? What was he doing? Was he just minding his own business and taken off the street? What happened here?
Yeah, about 4 years ago, the police came to his house at night and arrested him and said that there's been a complaint filed against you that you were distributing nasty cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad. No one has ever seen these cartoons. No one has ever produced evidence that he was actually doing this. Unfortunately, in Pakistan, the accusation itself is often enough to upend a person's life like this.
Wow. That's a lot of trust in the person making the accusation.
Well, it's a lot of terror at what could happen to you if you're the person to let someone who's accused of blasphemy go, right? Then maybe you're blasphemous. Maybe you're the infidel if you're not caring about the honor of Islam. So that's kind of how it functions in Pakistan. So Noman has been in jail for the past 4 years. It was farcical. He was put on trial for this crime in two different jurisdictions in Pakistan. So two different court cases were going on at the same time. One of them just actually on Monday found him completely innocent and dropped the case against him. But the other one has condemned him to death. So that his appeal is
looking at the same witnesses, dealing with the same body of evidence.
Or the same lack of evidence, the same lack of witnesses. Yeah. Yeah. It's there's not much justice to be found right here at the moment.
So he's been in jail for 4 years. That's already a pretty extended sentence for even if he had distributed some cartoons, but that's a pretty harsh punishment for such a thing. I'm taking his word for it that he did not do it. He is a Christian. This is expressly Christian persecution that's being carried out against him.
Christians tend to be targeted by this sort of accusation more often because, you know, there's no law in Pakistan that says if you make fun of Jesus, you go to jail for a few years, right? It's all about Islam. And who are the people who are most often suspected and easier to accuse of blaspheming against Islam? It's typically Christians. Christians are about 2% of the population in Pakistan, but about 50% of the people who are accused of blasphemy in a serious way. So typically, you know, this is a way of settling scores. This is a way of taking people's
lives. Were there skirmishes between he and different members of the Islamic community? Why did they pick him out of the blue? What was there? Was there a grudge that didn't get forgiven? What happened?
The maddening thing is that we don't know. He doesn't know. Like, imagine sitting in prison for 4 years, trying to rack your brains, trying to think of what was it that triggered somebody to make this accusation against you. And once the accusation was made, it couldn't be unmade. He and his cousin said, you know, we kind of got into a scrap at a football game a few nights before with some people we didn't know. And after that, then came the accusation and the arrest. Mm. That could have been it. It could have been something completely different. It could have been a crazy person. It's just, it's a maddening situation.
It's a very different scenario than what we experience in the West, where when an accusation is brought, typically, normally, there has to be a body of evidence that goes with that, eyewitnesses, photographic, other types of data that may be produced to support the narrative. In this situation, and it seems like more broadly across Pakistan, none of that is required, friends. And that is why there is the power in existence to take Christians and to push them through these excruciating circumstances. And that's why CSI is doing what they can to help the Christians that find themselves in this situation. Real quickly, before we go to the break, Joel, what is CSI able to do for him at present, and what have you been involved doing?
We've been supporting his legal team, and we've also been supporting his family financially. It's quite a heavy financial burden because the family actually has to pay for his quote-unquote jail expenses, like the cost of keeping him alive in jail. That cost falls on the family. So we're able to help with some of that. We're able to help with some of their other expenses. They go to see him once a week. They can't be in the same room with him. They can talk to him through a chain link fence so they can touch his fingers, but that's about it.
And when we come back, another gentleman is under some degree of persecution. CSI is keeping their eye on us.
Stick around for more of That Kevin next.
next. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us at That Kevin Show, live from Times Square. Normally, we're trying to have a little fun for your weekend and pick you up. We're talking about very serious things for these few minutes with Dr. Joel Veldkamp, and I appreciate the willingness to do that because Christian Solidarity International does things that nobody else does. That's why we're asking you to help liberate slaves with us again this year. 888-342-1010 if you would like to contribute to that cause. Dr. Joel Veldkamp is watching a lot of the other areas that CSI is involved in addition to that slave liberation. And Joel, we talked so much about Azerbaijan and Armenia in 2023 that, you know, it seemed to become more familiar to me. Personal anecdote, I went to go interview Elizabeth Tabish from The Chosen. She plays Mary Magdalene in the TV show. And before we were done talking, after we had taped our interview, she and her husband were telling me that her next project is to portray a wife, an Armenian wife, who was persecuted in Azerbaijan. Eventually, they moved to Russia and a couple of other places before they settled in North Carolina, and a Christian church took them in. And their hearts were really warmed and changed by what they saw and how they were treated. And it's a very, very encouraging story. But they were both, she and her husband were both very interested in what CSI is doing in this region. And there's another man similar to Noman in Pakistan who is undergoing a persecution of sorts. What's going on in Vikan's case?
Yeah, so I'm sure your audience knows, Kevin, because you've talked about it some, that Azerbaijan invaded and occupied and conquered part of the ancient Armenian homeland last year called Nagorno-Karabakh and expelled the population. But when they did this, they took a lot of people hostage, and they also took a lot of Armenian Christians hostage during the last war that they fought against Armenia in 2020. And one of these is a man named Vikan. Vikan is not a soldier. He's not a fighter of any kind. He was just a guy who owned a restaurant in Nagorno-Karabakh. And on November 10, 2020, it was the day after the ceasefire of the last war between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and he was driving to go to his restaurant to see what he could recover from it. And all of a sudden, there was an Azerbaijani checkpoint in front of him. He didn't realize that his restaurant was now on the other side of the ceasefire line.
Oh, wow. So
his business partner was in the car with them. They were both kidnapped essentially by the Azerbaijani soldiers, and under torture, his business partner accused Vikan of being a mercenary. And on the basis of that confession extracted under torture, Vikan was sentenced to 20 years in jail in Azerbaijan.
And this, the sentencing came down recently?
The sentencing happened in 2021.
Okay.
What happened recently was Azerbaijan announced that they were going to have a prisoner exchange with Armenia. And the idea was Armenia was going to release two Azerbaijani soldiers who had snuck onto their territory and murdered some people in exchange for about a quarter of the Armenian hostages that Azerbaijan has been holding since 2020. And the week before this exchange was supposed to happen, Azerbaijan published a list of all the names of the people they were going to release. And on that list was Vikan's name. And his family was just overjoyed. They were so happy that he was going to be coming back. And then the exchange happened and he was nowhere to be found.
Oh.
They had, it seems like Azerbaijan just put his name on the list just to torment his family.
So what's the latest for his family and what we're learning? What do we know?
They have one phone call with him a month. His wife is from Lebanon, so she doesn't speak Armenian the way Vikan does, but the guards won't let Vikan speak to her in Arabic, so they can't really talk that well on the phone. But from what she can tell, he's doing very poorly. He's lost about 40 pounds in prison. He's not remembering things well. It's a very scary situation for the whole family. They don't know really what kind of health situation he's in.
What is CSI doing in regards to helping?
We're doing our best to keep a light on the situation. We're engaging with officials in different governments in Europe that have some connections with Azerbaijan, asking them to intervene with the Azerbaijani embassies in their country. We're talking about his case everywhere we can, including here on your show, Kevin, and I'm so grateful for the chance to do that. We're just trying to keep the light on this case, because as soon as the light goes away, it's possible for people to just disappear, be forgotten, disappear down a well, essentially.
Well, Dr. Joel Veldkamp, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you.
And if you do want to contribute to the ongoing slave liberation project, we have another 92 slaves that need to be released this spring. The number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and help us. 4,300 slaves plus that we've liberated over the last 10 years.
Stick around for more of That Kevin next. That Kevin Show. Kevin McCullough.
Big night. We continue to have a great show planned for you. Coming up next hour, Carrie Sheffield's going to be here with Motorhome Prophecies. We've had Carrie on a bunch of times dealing with everything from the Independent Women's Forum that she is a spokesperson for to issues regarding marriage and statistical advantages and disadvantages on different things like that. But tonight we're going to talk about growing up basically having been mistreated and abused for many, many years in a very, very tough circumstance, and what she has done to make her life turn into the beautiful thing that it is and the beautiful person that she is. It's just an inspiring story. Please stay with us in the second hour. It's going to be really, really good. Also, Simon Desk weekend, we've got a shout at the union version tonight. Almost all of the stories have something to do with Joe Biden on Thursday at the what should be the State of the Union. But he was yelling at us the whole time and looking very crabby. That was the thing. I didn't see it in real time. So when I went back and watched it or just saw even just highlights and the kind of wrinkled face that he made, like the whole time he was talking to it felt uncomfortable. I was like, maybe half the Adderall next time instead of the whole pill. I don't know. Whatever they did, it was he was fired up. And it's really weird because, like, everybody on MSNBC, they must live in a bubble over there, because they were all like, oh, this is the greatest State of the Union speech that's ever been given. No one else on the planet thought that. Nobody. Zero. Anti-Trump people, pro-Trump people, MAGA people, conservative people, center-left people, reasonable people, common sense people, all those categories thought it was the craziest thing they had seen on TV in a long time. Anyway. All right. We are in the midst of doing something very fun this year. I have been bragging on these beautiful, beautiful coffee mugs. Tonight, I'm using the black glossy version of the mug with the white logo, That Kevin Show. So sharp, so attractive. And when it sits on your desk, it just, that people come by and say, hey, that's a good looking mug there. And you say, well, of course, because it's That Kevin Show mug. And say, well, that's a good looking mug. Yeah, well, of course. And we have the black with the white logo, and we have the white mug, which I've been using lately until someone stole it, with the black logo, because we're into our black and white. We love the offsetting colors. If you even notice tonight, I've got the black and the white. It's kind of my thing. Anyway, so we're giving one of these away. And your choice of the black or white mug, when you win, you get to pick which one you want. But we're giving one away every week for the rest of this year. So we're drawing a name. And here's how you register if you have not registered yet. And once you're registered to win possibly every week for the rest of the year. Once you win, you can't be eligible anymore. But if you don't win this week, you could possibly win next week. So just send an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com. 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 Put in the subject line, mug. And then in the body of the email, put black mug, white logo, or white mug with the black logo. You get to tell us which one you want. All right. So we've got a mugging of New York City proportion here. Because this week's winner, are we ready? No drum roll? Okay. Amanda Heron from Traverse City, Michigan. Amanda, you didn't specify which, so we're going to write you back and say, which mug did you want? Did you want the black with the white logo or the white with the black logo? But we're gonna get that to her because Amanda is our winner, joining Nancy and the others that have won in years past. Looking forward, we are going to give a mug away every week, and we hope that you will register for your chance to win. All right. Now, there's a couple of other freebies. Last week, we sent out an e-newsletter, which we have access to be able to give you, which we will be sending free things for people in the days to come. But the fun thing about this is that every podcast, every TV show, every column, every bit of fun, all the comedy bits, all of those things, they're all available for free. And the website, thatkevinshow.com, is now where they're all housed. Thatkevinshow.com, you can find the TV episodes. You can get the radio. And the radio show is every day's radio show. It's Monday through Friday of Kevin McCullough Radio. It's Monday through Friday of Radio Night Live. It is Saturday and Sunday of That Kevin Show. And, of course, all of the televised segments for That Kevin Show, part of that as well. But would you go to thatkevinshow.com and enjoy all the free stuff we have for you? We are excited to be able to offer that to you for free and have been very, very grateful to be able to do that. And thanks to everybody who has been helping us get that up and launched. And then last little plug, just a little business here. If you like That Kevin Show mug, if you like the stickers that you put on the Stanley, do you have the Stanley? Do you have the 15-gallon Stanley that you can drink? It's like 40 ounces. It really is a lot. It'll hold like an entire bottle of white wine. I'm not sure how my wife found that out, actually. How would she have discovered that? But it will. But I don't recommend that. I recommend putting in your water that you need to drink when you go to the gym to do the yoga class, because that's what I do. But I got a big, beautiful black one for Christmas, and we got That Kevin Show, you know, the vinyl stickers, and it looks great on it. We've got sweatshirts. We've got T-shirts. We've got everything. Here's where they're at, thatkevinstore.com, thatkevinstore.com. And then if you'll join any of my social media, during the week we are now doing a little, about a minute and a half to 2 minutes a day of something called Here's What I Was Thinking. And we're trying to do that 5 days a week. We have not yet done a 5 day a week version of it, but if you follow us on social media, that'll come into your inbox as well. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Getter, Parler when it comes back, Gab, Truth Social, all the rest. That Kevin Show is usually the title of the channel, That Kevin Show, on any of your favorite social media. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. It's our new music spotlight.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough. Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's That Kevin Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next artist makes his debut performance in tonight's New Music Spotlight. He is well-known in Christian music circles, and with his new single, I think he's going to have some new fans jumping on board. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and make welcome the very talented rocker, David Crowder.
back to life. One more stone rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber. Maybe you're the one thinking that you'll never be right. Even though your mama praying for you every night. Praying Jesus gonna find you and open your eyes. Well, maybe right now's that time. Like a thief in the night, he'll sneak in, take your life. That resurrection gonna have you singing. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. Sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber. Taking my sin, I'm taking my shame. Breaking my soul out of these chains. I'm a dead man living, and God did it. Taking my sin, I'm taking my shame. Breaking my soul out of these chains. I've been forgiven, and God did it. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. Oh, I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace.
Not to tap your toe to that one, as David Crowder making a big comeback in his debut here on the New Music Spotlight. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Hour one, that's a wrap. We've got another full hour, including a very special conversation with Carrie Sheffield and the difficulty in growing up in the motorhome prophecy. That's all straight ahead. Plus, have you registered for your chance to win a That Kevin Show mug? You just send an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com and put mug in the subject line.
Get the soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.